Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming back at you here live on this Getaway Friday, December the 2nd, 2022. 12-2-22, 14 and a half minutes past the hour, and we are giving away free stuff today with the Family Feud. Last hour, Brinley was the big winner of the free triple chocolate brownie or ultimate chocolate chip cookie via Pizza Hut. And somebody can pick that up before 1 o'clock today here at the studio. Now, we're going to get into this again because we're going to give some more stuff away here this morning through the Family Feud, so don't switch that dial. Well, let's take the phone call here, and then we won't switch the dial. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, it's me.
Yes.
Remember our conversation earlier, and I couldn't think of the name of that song? I looked it up, and if you get a chance, it plays into our call, what we talked about, our conversation. It's called, I said Christmas candy, it's called Hard Christmas Candy. And apparently she's, like, depressed around the holidays, but the whole song is just, like, has nothing to do with, like, merriment or Christmas or anything. It's all about trying to get through.
Hard Christmas Candy.
Hard Candy Christmas.
Hard Candy Christmas.
Now I'm getting my own stories mixed up. Hard Christmas. No, Hard Candy Christmas. Hard Candy Christmas.
What is wrong with Dolly that she just doesn't do Christmas?
Maybe she... Well, no, she does do it. She does do it good sometimes. Like, because wasn't she in that movie? Oh, I think Kris Kristofferson was in it. Rocky Mountain Christmas or something.
It could have, well, I thought that Coat of Many Colors, but I don't think she was in that movie. I think that was about her. But I don't think she was in it.
Have you noticed, like, all the famous people always have movies made about them, especially the country music people?
Well, they do, because I think country music people do not get in, like, regular movies. You know, they don't play parts, so they have to make a movie about themselves.
Well, my son was acting up, and I was only just now able to tune back in. Are you still on What Would Santa Want for Christmas?
No, we got all those, but we're about to start a new category. Brinley.
Oh, you just know how I love being number one, so let's have it.
Well, hold on. I want to give you the answers. What present do you think Santa would like for Christmas? A vacation, new suit, cookies, booze, Mrs. Claus, and hand warmers.
Wait a minute. Did you say booze?
B-O-O-Z. Booze.
Oh.
And we had Brinley, Judy, Carol, and John in that competition, and Brinley won the brownies and cookies from Pizza Hut.
Congratulations.
So we're starting anew. Now, we're going to run this one till a little after 12:30, but I might give away two prizes today if I'm really in the Christmas spirit. But after that Dolly Parton, I about took down the tree last night when that was over.
Go listen to Hard Candy Christmas, and then you'll just be ready to go stick your head in the oven.
All I know is there's going to be love in the air, fruitcake toss night. Love in the air.
And that's all you'll say?
Yeah, but I believe somebody might get down on bended knee that night. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Bring your phone.
Lawn chair?
Yeah, well, no, pictures.
Oh.
Lawn chair. Well, yeah, people better bring their lawn. It could be a big crowd. Has anybody gotten a hold of Ralph Thacker, by the way? Because did you hear Bob Welsh called in and says not only does he have a plaque for this year's winner, but he has one for Dono last year and Ralph, the original winner.
Wow, that's really nice. I think I did hear that.
Yeah, but Dono knows he's coming because I think his grandfather told him, but I don't know if Ralph knows. I have not heard from Ralph.
Maybe as we call in, you can, like, look at our numbers on your caller ID and start making, like, a listener land Rolodex.
Well, I've got nothing else to do. Why not?
Right. I mean, we're sitting there. I imagine you to be throwing darts at, like, some dartboard on the wall, rolling your eyes.
Some days it gets pretty close to that.
Chair.
Oh, by the way, tickets to Christmas at the Palace, $25 for adults, $15 for kids.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I know you'll be heading right over tonight.
Not with the current hike in groceries and gas, but, you know.
What? Here's the new category. Let's only four answers in this category. It is, you get dinner tonight, and then you could go over to the palace.
Oh, yeah, goody.
Well, you sound excited about that Christmas. 40 years.
Just call me Dolly.
Boy, oh boy. If she was in it, they'd have to close down the streets. Nobody'd want to come to that thing.
I wouldn't say that.
Name something people decorate.
A Christmas tree.
Well, of course, Christmas tree. Number one on the list. You're in.
I always go for the low-hanging fruit, Scott.
And that was hanging low.
Bye.
Thanks. All right, Sarah's already in. The new category is Name Something People Decorate. And, of course, Christmas tree was number one on the list. Hard Candy Christmas. I don't know anything about that, but I'll listen to it later on. Another Dolly Parton depressing holiday song, apparently. Now remember, we're going to be giving away food again. Sans Sodas, Pizza Hut, Arby's, Smoothie King. You never know. And maybe two things. If I'm really in the generous mood about 12:30 today, maybe we'll give away two things. Okay, name something people decorate. Yes, Christmas tree was number one on the list. We have three other answers. Name something people decorate. 740-383-9944. And do want to remind you again, you can send us a Christmas card here at WGH. It is 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Put your return address in there, and we will get you out a card. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say their house.
Yes, house is number three on the list. We got you. All right, Judy's in a house. And we got our first Christmas card here. It's got a wreath, and it says Merry Christmas on the front. Wishing you plenty of warmth and wonder this Christmas. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to you and the entire staff of WGH, Kevin Griffith. And Kevin, we will get you a card out. We've got your return address in there. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say their yard.
No yard on the list.
Oh, okay.
No yard on the list. Name something people decorate. Christmas tree and house. We've got still two other answers left to go here. 740-383-9944. Fruitcake Toss coming up December 15th at 7 p.m. 40 people in. Fruitcake Lily, Sarah, Judy Cressup, Glenn Coble, Angie, Buckeye Guy, Pastor Whitaker, Ralph Thacker, Dono Bauer, myself, Brandon, Sean, Terry, Linda, Adam, George Kasotis, Judge Edwards, Mayor Schertzer, Mike Wilson, Jeff Ruth, Joey Powell, Bob Smith, James Anderson, Dr. Davis, Mike McGinnis, Bob Welsh, Abby, Lieutenant Brown, Sheriff Bales, Fire Chief Chuck Dean, Mayor Kellogg, Ed Pickett, Ted Jolliffe, Mr. Neal, Jacob Barnhart, Jeannie Evers, Jackie Welsh, Mariah Rudolph, Troy, and Ray Grogan. And love will be in the air that night, I guarantee. Trust me, I know these things. All right, two answers left to go here. Name something people decorate. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Also, don't forget to get your letter out to Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. And also wondering, is there going to be a Christmas parade tomorrow after the peanut push? There was a Christmas parade last week, so I'm not sure how they're doing that this year. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say they decorate their doors or their stairs, their railing.
No doors or railing. No doors or railing on the list for this particular category. Name something people decorate. We've got the Christmas tree and we've got the house. Still two answers left to go, 740-383-9944. We've got Sarah and Judy in so far. And some big prizes coming up as time goes on here, 12:30. Don't know what the prizes are going to be yet, but it'll either be from Pizza Hut, We've got free pizzas, free brownies, free breadsticks. We've got a free 20-ounce smoothie from Smoothie King with no additional purchase. We've got a free value meal from Arby's out on McMahon Boulevard. We've got a $10 gift certificate to Sans Sodas. Go ahead, caller.
Stores decorate their windows.
No windows. Good guess. No windows, but a good guess nonetheless. 740-383-9944. Coming up on 25 minutes past the hour here. Name something people decorate. Two answers left to go. Who's got them? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Christmas tree and a house are what we've got on the list so far. Two more answers. Who's got them? Then we'll move on to the next category. 740-383-9944. And remember, we're going to do the next drawing at 12:30. And maybe give away two things. I don't know. One or two things. And then you still will have time to pick it up by 1 o'clock. Or you can get it next week. However you would like to do that. Name something people decorate. We've got a Christmas tree and a house. Two answers left to go. 740-383-9944. What do people decorate? And I should, these aren't necessarily Christmas. It's in the holiday category, but these answers aren't all necessarily Christmas in this category. Name something people decorate. 740-383-9944. And remember, these aren't all necessarily to do with Christmas. Matter of fact, the first two are really the only ones that have to do with Christmas. So the other two really don't have to do with Christmas. I mean, one could kind of do with Christmas, but the other one has nothing to do with Christmas or the holiday. So, kind of an odd category in this Christmas list, but that's the way it goes. 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. Name something people decorate. Christmas tree and a house. Two answers left to go. Who's gonna get them? Food on the line here today. 740-383-9944. Well, you know, I don't want to give any hints on this yet, because they're very easy giveaways once you give a hint. But I will say, neither one of them really has all that much to do with Christmas, and one of them has nothing to do with Christmas. One of them could kind of partially have something to do with Christmas, but the other one has nothing to do with Christmas. Something people decorate. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say they decorate graves.
No graves, but they, yeah, that does happen.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, okay.
No graves on the list. No shades. Name something people decorate. Christmas tree and their house. Two answers left. Name something people decorate. What are these final two answers? 740-383-9944. Alrighty here. Let's see if this is a correct answer. Go ahead, caller.
I don't know. I'm not getting this. I'm going to say they decorate for birthdays.
Well, not exactly birthdays, but this is something you would have at a birthday. Keep thinking. Not necessarily birthdays in general, but this is something you would have at a birthday. So there is that. Name something people decorate. 740-383-9944. All right, we'll go back to the phones here. Go ahead, caller.
They decorate cake.
Cake! Absolutely, the old birthday cake. And I also thought they might decorate a cake for Christmas.
We got some more odd ones, huh?
A little more, but you know, I thought, well, you could decorate a cake for Christmas as well.
Yeah, this is hard. Like, you say, are you going to decorate the graves? And I can't think of anything.
Now, one more left. One answer left here. Now, the final answer has nothing to do with Christmas. This final answer, nothing to do with Christmas. A matter of fact, this final answer has to do more with another holiday, not Christmas. Name something people decorate. We've got Christmas tree, cake, and a house. One answer left, and really this one has nothing to do with Christmas. It has to do with another holiday. 740-383-9944. 30 minutes past the hour here. We've got Sarah and Judy in twice so far to win the big food today at 12:30. Sans Sodas, Pizza Hut, Smoothie King, and possibly Arby's. Or a Bettman and Halpin CD. How about that? 740-383-9944. Maybe we'll just slide that Bettman and Halpin CD in there as an extra. Name something people decorate. One answer left here, 740-383-9944. We've got a Christmas tree, a cake, and a house. One answer left, and it has to do with another holiday, not really Christmas at all. What would you decorate on another holiday? 740-383-9944. Who's got the answers out there? Who's going to sneak in and be our smart answerer today? Fruitcake Toss, December 15th at 7 p.m. Send your Christmas cards here to 523 South Prospect Street. All kinds of good stuff going on, to be sure. Name something people decorate. What is that final answer, that final elusive answer? All right, well, maybe this will be the correct answer. Go ahead.
Let's try pumpkins.
Not pumpkins, but a good guess. Not pumpkins, but not a bad guess at all. People certainly do decorate their pumpkins. It's something you would decorate, but it's from another holiday, not Christmas. Name something people decorate. Christmas tree, a cake, a house. What else might people decorate? Not a pumpkin. All right, go ahead, caller.
You decorate the Easter eggs.
The Easter eggs, that is it. Those were some odd answers for that category.
I know, and I thought Easter, no, nothing there, and I went to the holidays, and that was the one you should think of.
I know, Easter eggs, we got it, thanks. All right, we're done with that category. Name something people decorate, a tree, a cake, a house, and Easter eggs. So now we've got Sarah in once and Judy in three times, and on to our next category here. Now this is more holiday oriented. Four answers here. Name something Mrs. Claus might leave the North Pole to escape from. Now what a convoluted category that is. Name something Mrs. Claus might leave the North Pole to escape from. Four answers. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name something Mrs. Claus might leave the North Pole to escape from. Go ahead.
I'm going to say the cold, the weather.
The cold, number one on the list. You got it. The cold, number one on the list. The old cold there at the North Pole. Name something Mrs. Claus might leave the North Pole to escape from. Still three answers left to go here. What might Mrs. Claus be leaving the North Pole to escape from? Does anybody have the three remaining answers today? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Food hangs in the balance. So far, Sarah and Judy in this particular go-around. Drawing will happen at about 12:30 today. Three more answers left. Name something Mrs. Claus might leave the North Pole to escape from. Three answers left to go. 740-383-9944. What would those three remaining answers be? If you were Mrs. Santa Claus and you wanted to hightail it out of the North Pole, why would you be hightailing it out of there? What would cause this? What would cause this exodus out of the North Pole if you were Mrs. Santa Claus? 740-383-9944. Well, we haven't heard from John or Carolyn this hour. Does anybody got a guess? Sarah's in once. Judy's in. Three answers left to go here. Name something Mrs. Claus might leave the North Pole to escape from. Go ahead.
From the work.
No work. Work not on this particular list. Apparently, Mrs. Claus might be a hard worker. Name something Mrs. Claus might leave the North Pole to escape from. We've got the cold. Three other answers to go here. 740-383-9944. What might Mrs. Claus leave the North Pole to escape from? Who's got those remaining three answers? 37 minutes past the hour here. Remember, the big drawing will happen at about 12:30 today. All kinds of food items. Well, we won't be doing two yet because we've only got two people in the competition. But if we get more than two people in the competition, we'll draw for maybe two food items. We'll see how it goes over the next hour here. Name something Mrs. Claus might leave the North Pole to escape from. We've got the cold and three other answers. What are those three other answers? 740-383-9944. And all these good prizes here. Free large pizza from Pizza Hut. The breadsticks from Pizza Hut, the brownie from Pizza Hut, the sand soda $10, the RB value meal, the 20-ounce smoothie. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say Mr. Claus.
Santa himself. You've got it. She wants to run away from... He wants her for Christmas, and she wants to get the heck out of there. What a thing for Christmas. Thank you. Oh, no blame goes on Mrs. Claus in that particular category. Yes, Santa is on the list at number three. Name something Mrs. Claus might leave the North Pole to escape from. See, there's no love there. Santa wants Mrs. Claus for Christmas, and Mrs. Claus wants to leave the North Pole to get away from Santa Claus, but there will be love the night of the fruitcake toss. Don't forget that. December 15th, 7 p.m. That's the one you're not going to want to miss. Could be all kinds of love that night, just like a Hallmark movie. Maybe we'll get a little, you know, sprinkling of snow that night, just a little dusting. And somebody will bring a candy cane or something like that. It'll really be, you know, Hallmarky. That's what I think. A real Hallmark moment, as they say. But name something Mrs. Claus might leave the North Pole to escape from. Judy and Sarah in the category so far. And in the competition here. And we're going to do the drawing at 12:30 today. And we've got all kinds of giveaways. Large pizza to Pizza Hut, as I said. Oh, we got our first Christmas card. Again, we want to thank Kevin Griffith for sending that in. If you send us a Christmas card and put your return address in there, we will get one back to you, 523 South Prospect Street. And Linda Sims joins us here in the studio. Linda, how are you?
I'm doing well. Kind of cold out there.
It is kind of cold. We hit 40 people in the fruitcake toss.
Are you kidding me?
40. Listen to this list. We've got Fruitcake Lily, Sarah, Judy Cressup, Glenn Coble, Angie, Buckeye Guy, Pastor Whitaker, Ralph Thacker, Don O'Bower, myself, Brandon, Sean, Terry, yourself, Adam, George Kasotis, Judge Edwards, Mayor Schertzer, Mike Wilson, Jeff Ruth, Joey Powell, Bob Smith, James Anderson, Dr. Davis, Mike McGinnis, Bob Welsh, Abby, Lieutenant Brown, Sheriff Bales, Fire Chief Chuck Deem, Mayor Kellogg, Ed Pickett, Ted Jolliffe, Mr. Neal, Jacob Barnhart, Jeannie Evers, Jackie Welsh, Mariah Rudolph, Troy, and Ray Grogan. 40 fruitcake tossers.
Oh, my. Where are we going to put all the people?
They're going to have to shut down the street over here on December 15th at 7.
Mm-mm-mm.
Who would have thought this would have been the event of the season?
I would have never guessed.
And our friend Bob Welsh called in this morning to let me know that not only will this year's winner get a plaque, but he has donated plaques to Don O'Bower and Ralph Thacker, who were our past winners.
Okay, okay.
So that'll be great.
So how are we going to narrow this down? Will there be a female competition and a male competition?
Well, that's the talk. I don't know. And we haven't even run it in the paper. I was waiting for the peanut push to be over this weekend.
Right.
Before we advertised it in the paper, but we're already at 40 people, so I don't know if we should advertise for more entries.
I don't think so. I mean, that's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people.
And we're going to be out there for hours.
We'll have to keep that line moving.
Sure will.
We're going to have a fruitcake runner. When somebody throws it, they'll have to run it back. Well,
wow.
We had, I think, 25 to 30 last year, and we still got done within an hour, which was good.
Yeah, we did.
So, if we have a, you know, I don't know. It's going to be an interesting night, that's for sure.
Very.
And who knows, there might be more entrants along the way. We got our first Christmas card from Kevin Griffith.
Okay.
Which is very nice. I want to read this
so
again.
You're not going to draw the line and say, well, we have enough.
Well, at this point, I don't want to deny anybody. I don't know. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you and the entire staff of WGH, Kevin Griffith. So, Kevin,
Thank you, Kevin.
Yes, and you'll get a card back. Again, 523 South Prospect Street. Send us a card. Put a message in there. We'll read it on the air, and then we'll get you a card back. So, that's where we are.
Okay.
Tis the season here at WGH Talk. So, what has been new with you this holiday season, Linda?
Oh, the blistery cold wind.
It came.
Didn't it?
It came. Is it going to be this way all day today?
I think it's supposed to warm up like Sunday, I think.
Sunday.
A little bit tomorrow, a little bit Sunday then. What about Wednesday? Oh, my gosh. I came in here and the pants I had on, I said, I'm going home. I'm taking these pants off. I froze.
Wednesday was awful.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know if this is a preliminary of what winter's going to be like. We're in for a cold, blustery winter.
Well, I hope it's not this way on fruitcake night.
Oh, I hope not, too.
We could all be in trouble.
Yes.
Now, I have said of the 40 names on here, wouldn't it be great, because you know at Christmas time they do Hallmark and all that, maybe there'll be like a love connection here between some of these people. You know, maybe somebody will get down on bended knee and propose over a fruitcake. Wouldn't that be nice?
Oh, yeah, that would be nice.
We would always remember that.
You said propose.
Yeah, why not propose? Although, I did learn a statistic. Well, there were two statistics this week I looked at. Number one is that I think there are more proposals at Christmas time than any other time of the year. Not weddings, but proposals. Wonder why.
I don't know.
People think this is the present?
Yeah. Gotta do something, you know, extraordinary this Christmas. Maybe they've been putting it off a few Christmases.
Well, maybe. Now, if you get somebody a ring for Christmas and propose, do you still have to get them another gift?
That would be the gift, I would assume.
Well, maybe that's why they do it.
Yeah, maybe so.
And then in January, they call it off.
Now, see, if it's not heartfelt, don't do it. I mean, just to do it, to be doing it, just to get a gift.
I think that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But some people get married around the Christmas holiday, too. Now, I've never thought that was a good idea. Because then, every year, your anniversary gets tied in with Christmas.
Some people get married on New Year's.
Which I think is a mistake, too. I don't know. I think at the time, it seems like a good idea because you're getting married. But you don't get married every year. Then your anniversary is forever
connected
tied
holidays,
to that date.
Yeah.
Like my mom and dad got lucky. My dad wanted to be married on July the 4th, but they couldn't get a room because it was the 4th of July.
Okay.
So they ended up getting married on the 3rd. So it wasn't tied in with the holiday,
right,
which
right.
I think they, you know, that was better for them.
I guess.
I don't really know. But then I read another statistic that people who get married, even if they get divorced, or is it people who get divorced? I can't remember. It's people who get divorced. I can't remember, but are not as healthy. They never get over that.
It's hard.
But apparently people who have never been married live longer.
Really?
Yep, people who have never been married live longer. And people who have never been, I guess, who don't get divorced live longer. But the people who get divorced, it shortens their life. This was a study at one of these colleges.
Okay. It is, it's a traumatizing experience. It can be.
I don't know.
Doesn't have to be, but it can be. Depends on the relationship and who was really in love and who wasn't.
Now, what if you're divorced several times? Does that start knocking many years off your life?
I don't think so.
I don't know. I would think, you know, like after maybe two or three. But you know what? Come to think of it, I've known some people who are fairly young who've been divorced a few times, and they are kind of not well.
I know some that are well and have been divorced a couple times.
Well, when does it hit you, though? Like when you're 50 or 60?
I think it's, you know, how invested your feelings and emotions were in that marriage. I think that has a lot to do with how you come out of that, you know.
But you know, people will never tell you.
No, but they're sickly.
They're sickly.
They're mentally, they haven't, you know, detached themselves from the other person.
You know, a lot of people associate marriage with failure. Divorce.
Yes, they do.
I don't necessarily think that's true, though.
It takes two.
Right. And I think
if I failed, then the man
failed.
Failed, too.
Absolutely.
We both failed.
But I thought that was an interesting statistic, that people who are divorced, they poorer health is basically the idea. Mm-hmm. And people who were never married or who don't get divorced, stay married forever, live longer.
Healthier.
I don't know if that's stress. I don't know if that's...
But those people you have to think that should be really in love. You know, I mean, love does make you feel better, look better. You know, you're just a better overall person. You are because you have someone that shares something valuable with you. Now, if you're head over heels in love with someone, they really don't love you and you get married just because, then of course you're going to come away from that marriage being the wounded one.
But I always say, why do we have to be married? If I trust you and you trust me and we're hanging out all the time and doing whatever married people do, then what is the purpose?
See, that's the problem. You're doing what married people do, but you cut all that out, right?
Well, I don't know.
What's the purpose?
Do you have to be married to do that sort of thing?
You don't have to be anything to do anything, you know.
Well, that's
you
all
don't
I'm
have
saying.
To.
Well, if you don't have to be married to do that sort of thing, then...
But the Bible does say, let every man have his own wife and every wife have her own husband. So what does that mean?
Yeah, but here's the problem. If you can, like in Ohio, it's a no-fault state. You can get, it's just going to cost you money for the paperwork, but you
that's
don't even
all.
Have to give a reason.
Dissolution, that's right.
Right. So what's the difference, except paperwork, between getting a dissolution or just breaking up? Why not just break up and save the money on the paperwork?
Depends on what you want.
I don't know.
Parties.
Well, I think we might have a proposal, fruitcake night, because there are two people on this list, and I don't want to out their names, who I know have had one of those, like, long... Have you ever had a longing for a person?
A longing?
Yeah, you know, where you liked them, but nothing ever came of it. Like those Hallmark movies. I think this could happen.
I guess I could say yes. Maybe once in my life I've experienced that.
Yeah. So, but I think it might, we'll get them here, you know, together, because, you know, that's when it could happen, in front of a big group of people like this. Why not?
That could go down in the Marion Star as well. We had two proposals!
Well, and we've got the Upper Crust Society plaque presentations that night to Buckeye Guy and...
Well, we got a lot going on.
Oh, Mary Ellen and George. It's going to be
a
big.
A lot.
It's going to be big.
I can tell.
That December 15th, you don't want to miss that. 7 p.m. And then we've got the winner getting a plaque, a certificate, a fruitcake, and dinner that night. And we've got a trivia question going on here right now. Now, this is interesting. Name something Mrs. Claus might leave the North Pole to escape from. Now, so far, we've got the cold and Santa, but there are still two other answers. Now, does anybody have what they are? 740-383-9944. 10 minutes left in this hour.
The messy reindeer.
That's a good guess. You know, name something Mrs. Claus might leave the North Pole for. 740-383-9944. And we are going to do a drawing today at 12:30. And you could win a... Look at all these great prizes we've got here. We've got a large pizza from Pizza Hut, up to three toppings, hand-tossed or thin and crispy. We've got a free order of breadsticks. We've got ultimate brownie or chocolate chip, a gift card to Sans Sodas, Arby's value meal, a smoothie from Smoothie King.
Mm.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say for a getaway because of the stress.
Not a getaway for the stress, but a good guess. No getaway for Mrs. Claus. Remember, name something Mrs. Claus might leave the North Pole to escape from. 740-383-9944. So do you have the Christmas tree up, Linda?
No.
Not there yet?
No, not there yet.
And we're into
yet.
The month of December now.
Just 2 days.
Well, when do you normally put it up?
Maybe a week before.
Oh, really? You wait that long? Now, is it a little tree?
Yeah.
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 See, if it's a big tree like that, you got to put them up early.
Well, it might not be as wide as that tree, but it's probably 6 foot.
Do you like not looking at the tree, or is there any reason you wait till the week before?
I guess, procrastination.
Now, how soon do you take it down?
Sometimes I wait till New Year's Day.
I think that's a good time.
Yeah, New Year's Day.
Now, do you have usually a big celebration at Christmas?
My children always do a mom's Christmas. So they all come over and cook and clean up, too.
Now, is that on Christmas Day?
This year it's going to be on the 23rd.
23rd. Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
You know, I think a lot of families are doing that. They're having it on different days.
And they pull names, you know, and then they have their gift exchange, and everyone brings me gifts or whatever they're going to bring me.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Now we've got tonight. Tonight, I think, starts Christmas at the Palace.
Okay.
40th anniversary. Now, I thought it'd been going on longer than 40 years.
40 years. Ooh.
$25 a ticket, $25 a ticket, $15 for kids.
Okay.
A little pricey.
Yes, it is.
But...
they have a good turnout, usually.
Well, I think it's because they have so many people in the show. I just can't... It's too long. I mean, I guess I would go if somebody asked me to go, but the last time I went, which was probably over a decade ago, it just seemed like a long show. Because they try to get so many people in.
Right, right.
Which, wow. Nothing wrong with that.
No.
Just makes for a long show.
Right. Just like a long fruitcake toss.
A long fruitcake toss. That's exactly right. Now, who do you think's going to win, though? That's the question.
I don't know, because they have to really break the record that has already been set.
Which I believe is 70 foot.
Yeah, and that's quite a ways. Yeah.
He'll be back, Dono. I don't know. You know, Mike McGinnis, he's 510 pounds.
Yeah, but he was there last year. He didn't win.
He did not win.
I don't even know if he came close, did he?
I don't think so. I think he maybe 50. And he used to be a football player.
We have to make sure we save our records this year.
I know they're somewhere. I just don't know what we did with them. Do you remember what you were writing them on?
Tablet.
Was it a yellow tablet?
Yes.
Well, this is the only yellow tablet we have, so that it's got to be here somewhere. What would we have done with it?
I have no idea.
See, these are all just prize winners. So this is the Tur Pizza. So this is from last Christmas? No, Thanksgiving. So it would have been after this. Okay, things at Thanksgiving. Okay, that's Thanksgiving. Then that's prize winners. That's prize winners. I think that's prize winners. I don't know what this is. Let's see here. That's something to do with the FCC. Oh, now here's the fruitcake toss, which I think. I think this was the fruitcake toss. Yeah, and that's it.
No names.
No names, and that goes back before Thanksgiving of last year. You sure it was a yellow pad?
Maybe it was on something else.
I just don't know where, because I know we wrote it down to keep them.
Yes.
That was the whole purpose. And what in the world would we have done with that? Because it would have to be over here somewhere. It would have to be on the thing. Does anybody have an answer here? We got 4 minutes left this hour. Name something Mrs. Claus might leave the North Pole to escape from. We have these. It wouldn't be in a folder. It had to be on a pad, didn't it?
I was sure it was.
Let's see here. Well, we got this. We got this pad, which is a composition book.
And I brought some notepads.
I see that. Those are very nice.
Yeah.
We've been short on those. I think this was the Hillary thing. I know we had something out there writing those down. That is so strange. Because it would have to be... Looking down here, we got the Geraldo Journal. But I do not see... Oh, my. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say housework.
Housework? No housework, but a good guess. No housework. I wish I could remember what we wrote it on. That would probably narrow this down a little bit, but I can't remember what we would have written it down on. It wasn't a clipboard or anything, was it?
And it could have been.
I don't remember.
I don't either.
I know we kept it, though.
I remember doing all the writing, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and I know we kept it because
and
it was...
how far they threw it, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if it's in the pile here. That is so strange because I know we would not have thrown that away, but I'm pretty sure it was 70. And I don't think we put it in a folder. I don't think there's any way we could have put it in a folder. I'm trying to think of what else we had out that night. Did we have anything confusing? It's got to turn up sometime. What did we write it on?
I don't know. Is that the only tablet we have? Is that one?
The yellow tablet, I believe. Yeah, that's the only yellow tablet. But I don't know what else we would have written it on. I'll go through these folders during the break, and we'll see. Maybe we'll come back, and maybe we'll find it. But any last chances here? Name something Mrs. Claus might leave the North Pole to escape from. We've got the cold and Santa. Still two answers left to go. 740-383-9944. How would we lose the fruitcake list? What an odd thing.
Yeah, it is.
All right, go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say escape Christmas.
Not to escape Christmas, but a good guess. Not escaping Christmas. Although I think some people, you know, this is also a very depressing time of year for
right,
a lot of people.
Right.
We shouldn't forget that.
No, we should not forget that.
There are a lot of people alone this time of year.
It is.
All right, keep guessing. We're going to go to break here in about 30 seconds. Maybe Linda and I will come back with that list. Wouldn't that be nice if we could locate
nice.
That thing?
Yes.
We'll be back in about 10 seconds for the final hour today. Name something Mrs. Claus might leave the North Pole to escape from. Think about it for 15 minutes, and we're going to do a giveaway when we come back at 12:30 here on WGH Talk. Don't you dare go anywhere. You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio, the place for holiday fun. For Mr. Jingling and the entire